top headlines.
Celtics lost to the Pacers 99-97 last night. Kyrie Irving sat the second half with a sore knee. A little time off in your future, Kyrie?
Yeah, I think that would probably be the best thing. You know, just instead of kind of hoping that it gets better over 2-3 days, which it usually does, just slaking a little bit more than I wanted to right now. So it's going to take the necessary time.
All right. So next up for the Celtics, they will be home again to take on the Wizards on Wednesday night. The Bruins lost the second half of their home-and-home series with the Blackhawks over the weekend. After notching the win at the Garden on Saturday night, they lost a final of 3-1 yesterday in Chicago. Zdeno Chara talked about the last goal, which was odd. Chara coming out of the penalty box instead of getting into the action while the penalty kill still had a couple of ticks left, went over to the bench.
It's a battle, and I was just trying to get to that puck before their player did, and just very unfortunate. Obviously, it's something like that. It just happens, and yeah.
Not how I remember it. Oh, that's right. I don't think he was on the ice, and we're trying to get another forward out there. Anyway, they're going to continue their road trip against Carolina on Wednesday. Brackets are set for the men's college basketball tournament. It's Virginia, Xavier, Villanova, Kansas. Those are your top seeds. Boston College is going to be the NIT. They play Western Kentucky tomorrow night. And as we said, Tiger Woods nearly forced a playoff at the Valspar Championship yesterday, draining a 40-foot putt on 17 to come within a stroke of the lead, but a par on 18 left him in a tie for second with Patrick Reed. Behind the winner, Paul Casey. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank, the bank more people count on for their mortgage, business, and all financial needs. SouthShoreBank.com, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Boston's home for sports is on your phone.
Yeah!
Listen live and check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time hour here on Zolak and Bertrand on this Monday. 617-779-0985. Relax over there.
It's like the boogeyman walking to haunted house. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless,
bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like a cat.
I'm good.
All right. It's now 12:06. It's noontime on this Monday, which means those calls have started to NFL free agents.
Free agency has started.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
The legal tampering.
Can you feel it? Legal tampering?
Yep.
Where is Nate Solder among free agents in the NFL that are not quarterbacks? How high on the list is he? So
he's top five. Top five. Because the guys who are going to be free agents got tagged. And they aren't going anywhere. So take that list off. That prior to guys getting tagged, Felger Mez did this. He was ranked 11th. Take the quarterbacks and the guys that get tagged, because you know the quarterbacks are getting gigs and you know where they're going. There's two teams. And that's it, man. And he moves right up to the top five. Right up there.
Peter King thinks he's
Sammy
the
Watkins
best.
And him.
Peter King writes that he's the best non-quarterback in free agency. Nate Solder.
I think that's a bit much.
Our own little Nate Solder.
I think that's a bit much. But say he's third.
Third or fourth.
Say he's third or fourth. That's 13 a year. Easy. much money's out there for Malcolm? We were talking about this on the way in. Logan Ryan last year, remember? 3 years, $30 million. Is there a three-year, $30 million deal out there for Malcolm? I might go north of that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think he's going to get $10 million a year.
Like he's if right now, if you had to pick one or the other, Logan Ryan or Malcolm Butler moving forward for your team, who you have? I take Malcolm.
Logan Ryan and who else?
Malcolm Butler. Who would you pick right now?
Logan Ryan, Butler.
Who would you take?
Butler.
I'd take Butler, too. I mean, think about it. I mean, Logan Ryan, nice, steady player. Really, really good, steady player with help. A little different when you're an island out there. A little different when you're chasing Antonio Brown around. The more and more I look at this, the reason the Patriots have not jumped at people or been in on some of these other deals that we talked about that started on Friday, they need to make sure they know what they're doing with 77. And don't you really have to have a definitive answer on your tight end?
Peter King's rationale for Nate Solder being the best non-quarterback in free agency. He says there is no top 10 NFL pass rusher unrestricted and on the market. There is no top 10 corner unrestricted and on the market. But there is a top 10 NFL left tackle on the market. He says it's borderline, but I'd include him after his tremendous Super Bowl performance, and it's Solder. The what have you done for me lately type of thing works in his favor. He had a great Super Bowl. Had a good year. He said, I figured the Patriots would have Solder singled against the Eagles' right side edge rushers because of New England's respect for Fletcher Cox, and that is what happened. Of 75 snaps in the Super Bowl, I counted Solder getting help on 5. I counted Solder giving up 1 quarterback hit and 2 pressures. A terrific job against a strong front. The Patriots want him back, but Bill Belichick's history is to not pay vets of a certain age, and Solder will be 30 this season. He again writes, Solder will be a huge target. I bet Houston will be all over Solder. The Texans haven't replaced Dwayne Brown. Talks about the relationship between Bill O'Brien and Solder. He says, there's one other X factor. Solder's son, Hudson, is undergoing treatment for kidney cancer, and the boy's treatment base is in Boston now. So that could play a role, too, although other NFL cities have pediatric cancer units, to be sure. I'm told Solder is wide open and will consider all options. I hate talking about the personal element. I do. I don't want to do it, Zoe. I hate this part of it. I hate talking about his kid. Yeah. I hate bringing that into the conversation.
I don't either.
About
I'm not
Solder.
Comfortable doing that, and that's his business.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But it's a real factor.
I think it could be a potential bargaining chip for him, the team, if he's that comfortable, and if that is an issue, and you want to remain with your care in Boston. Okay, part of the deal is I need a plane to get back and forth.
Well, maybe not, though, because if you wanted to really, and I'm telling you, I hate talking about this crap. And I don't mean to call it crap. I just hate going down this road. I don't like doing this. Boston has Dana-Farber. We think it's the best place in the damn world.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Houston has MD Anderson.
1 and 1A. Like,
and I'm disgusted in myself for even having to go there and talk about this, but it's a factor.
We were in Houston for 8 days for the Super Bowl. We couldn't drive 2 blocks in that massive concrete city without seeing any sort of a medical presence of any building. I mean, it is everywhere down there.
And that's what Peter King is saying, so that's the only thing I want to mention about that part. He says, you know, there are other pediatric care facilities, and oh, by the way, Houston happens to be near the top of the list.
This is bad here. I'm looking at the salaries for tackles in the league. He ranks 13th at the end of the year. He was making $10 million a year. Russell Okung makes almost $14 million a year. Then it's guys like Joe Thomas, who's old. He's at 13-2. Trent Williams, good player, 13-2. Let me see. Tyron Smith, the big kid for the Cowboys, at backside tackle. He's number 77, right?
I believe the Patriots, if they're not already, should be aggressive in their negotiating right now. They should give him an offer that is in the ballpark, that is a legit offer, makes him feel like, you know what, they're being fair. Maybe it's not top dollar.
Can't think it.
Maybe it's not the absolute top dollar. I could really get a a little bit more if I went out to the market, maybe a couple more million, but they're being fair, they're not jerking me around, and I want to stay here, so I'm going to sign it. And that's why that's the track I would take with him right now.
Did they nip this? Did they try nipping this in the bud last year where they start – look? You had to re-up Cannon, Fleming got the bump, Lager and Waddle's here. Are they comfortable going in with – Dante, you're such a good coach. Make Fleming or Cannon your backside tackle and let's go. There's no contingency plan right now. I don't think they're backside tackles. You could coach a kid up and play there, but it's not going to be the same. It's seamless with Nate in the passing game. Okay, passing game. And look at the guys he's gone up against. The Jadeveon Clowneys, the Julius Peppers guys. Those two wrecking balls, Ingram and Bosa from San Diego, and they flipped them. It's line them up every week. It's another new one. Jacksonville. Jesus.
617-779-0985. We'll talk more about Nate Solder's situation. Do the Patriots have to pony up the money? They got to be aggressive right now. I hope they are. They need to be. Because it feels like some other teams are going to come calling very soon on Nate Solder. And the fact that the Patriots did not get in on the Richard Sherman sweepstakes. That and Aqib Talib on his way to the Rams, among other items. 617-779-0985. Right back at it after this.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Look at all these rumors.
Zoe tells us that this rumor we're about to read is so last week.
I didn't say it that way.
That is what you said.
I said I actually heard this at the beginning of last week that
of course.
Oakland may be a suitor for Malcolm.
Yeah, but when you hear things, dude, it's not always out there in the news.
Yeah, this is what Zoe always forgets.
No, it was out
there. Zoe talks to people.
No.
Zoe has people always texting him, and he thinks that if someone is texting him something, he just assumes someone else has already reported it. Which is good, because sometimes you spill the beans, and I like that about you. I do.
If I got something big, I'll text you right away.
Okay, Mike Giardi has this from 8-9 minutes ago. Raiders have expressed interest in Malcolm Butler and are also expected to release corner Sean Smith. Are we supposed to care about the Butler rumors? This is a legit question. Am I supposed to give a damn?
What you're supposed to care.
Because I think he has zero shot at coming back here.
What you're supposed to care about is the amount of money this guy's going to make. Because if this guy gets like a three-year... See, he gets what Sherman got. Say some crazy team gives him 3 for 39. Then he wasn't worthy of playing one snap in the Super Bowl because of defensive package. That's more damning.
Is it possible that he goes out and shops himself and comes back and they match his offer?
No.
Nope.
I wouldn't hold it past him.
He didn't play in the Super Bowl. Now you think they're going to turn around and give him what? $8, $9, $10 million a year? Again, Logan Ryan last offseason got 3 at 30.
But Jim, more than that? I don't think he wants to play for the Patriots.
Would you blame him?
I mean, no. He's going
to
go.
He's good enough to start 17 games for you.
He's going
to
go through the trouble of like finding out what other teams are going to pay him, and then give the Patriots the right of first refusal.
No, he'll just take the new fresh start somewhere else.
Bye.
I could see it coming from his end. Yeah, I wouldn't rule the team out. The team wanting him back.
I rule both out.
Yep.
I rule him saying, obviously, I'm not wanted here. They wouldn't let me play in the Super Bowl. And the team obviously doesn't want him. Otherwise, he would have played in the Super Bowl. So I rule out both. He's gone.
I don't think either side wants to be with each other. We'll also get to Tom versus Time, the episode drop. There were no surprise endings from what we can tell, from what our crew back there, T-Bone, reviewing the tape.
Jay Stu thinks differently.
You guys
can
hear
it and have your own opinion.
I'll tell you what. Can you guys both provide your opinions on that next segment? T-Bone, Jay Stu.
Oh, we could call it the producer segment.
Yeah, we'll have a producer off.
They could call it the lightning round. You guys could go back and forth.
It's going to be a showdown.
Is there a scene in the studio that's not personally taken that they can sit in? Or
I think we can
make reserved for a personal host?
No, we're not reserved. We don't have reserved seating on this show.
You get a really good
Unlike
peek
other shows, we don't have reserved seating. We have our seats that we sit in every day, but...
You get a peek at Brady's hand injury, I tell you that.
We share well with others, Jim. Yeah, there is a peak of Brady's hand. It's nasty. Woo! That's a deep cut.
How do you do that?
And Tom and Giselle in the car calling Gronk on the way home from the AFC Championship game.
Gronk?
Really?
Yeah.
Dog?
So Tom and Giselle on the speakerphone with Gronk? Does Giselle speak to Gronk?
Can we hear it?
Tell me there's
Yes, Tom says yes.
Yes, that's coming up as well. So again, Malcolm Butler could be going on the move, could be going to the Oakland Raiders, and I'm not sure we're supposed to care because I think there's zero chance he comes back here. There's also zero chance of Richard Sherman or Aqib Talib coming to the Patriots this season because they've already gone to other teams.
Correct. The Buffalo Bills currently do not have a quarterback. Is Peterman still there? I would think so, right? But after that five-pick day, I guess he's not a quarterback. And there's a culture change going on down in Miami.
And Dominican Sue has been cut or will be cut soon.
They have $22 million in dead money if they cut him. And they gave away Jarvis Landry, their best offensive player.
Culture change.
Culture change.
That's what they're going with.
This is why the
Patriots
aren't doing anything.
Why? Because the Miami Dolphins still suck?
Everybody else sucks.
Stop it. That's not why. And the Patriots will do something.
They will.
It's just a matter of what.
They got to get Nate done. They got to get Nate done first, then you go.
I think that would be the priority. That would be my priority. And I think they got to be aggressive there right now. But over the weekend, they did not even pick up the phone when Richard Sherman was on the market. Never picked up the phone. That should tell us something. They don't view that as a need. Doesn't feel like they sniffed around on Aqib Talib. They probably weren't willing to trade for him.
Also probably not
willing to give up an asset because they assumed, and I'm not sure that they were wrong to assume it, but they are supposed to know better than we're supposed to know. We had made the assumption he would get cut. Turns out a team with cap space said, nope, we'll pay him for 1 year. 1 year at $11 million.
Yep.
They just keep acquiring corners out there. Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib. Putting together quite the little team out there in L.A. Roms.
I love their uniforms, too. White ones.
Terrific.
Love it.
Great.
Love it.
It doesn't feel like the Patriots view corner as a need like the rest of us do. I think that spells Eric Rowe being the starting corner opposite Stephon Gilmore in 2018, and we better start getting used to
that. Friday.
Doesn't mean you have to like it.
They're not doing anything.
I don't like it.
Doing anything in the secondary. They got the three safeties that they love. They got their big investment on the other side. They're going to make it work on the other one.
Do you think
and
there's
you got
any
a
way
former second round pick coming back?
Do you think they'll invest there in the draft?
Potentially,
they have to.
Yeah,
they got to.
I think he went to Alabama Pro Day to watch those two corners run 4-3.
Get me the next Cyrus Jones.
Just telling you,
get me the next guy that you know Saban told Bill is good because that's worked out so well with Cyrus Jones.
Boy, Saban looked old.
At least with Dante Hightower, the guy can play. I mean, really play. Cyrus Jones, not so much. I put Cyrus Jones and Jordan Richards in the same boat, so they haven't shown you anything in their NFL careers.
Anything. So I'd give Saban a little bit more.
What do you mean? Give him more what?
Get more credit.
Than what?
Than Cyrus Jones.
Meaning, I don't follow.
You said, did you compare Saban to Jones, Cyrus Jones?
No,
said neither one.
I said Jordan Richards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Cyrus Jones.
Yeah,
I put him in the same boat.
My bad.
And I said that the reason you have Cyrus Jones is because Saban told Bill to draft this guy. He's good. You know how that goes.
Like to take them, put them on a boat, quietly untie the boat and let it just drift off the dock.
Well, that's not very nice. You mean...
Let them go for a ride.
Figuratively speaking.
Go for a nice boat.
Figuratively, you'd like to send them on an NFL boat to nowhere.
A boat trip. Woo-woo. Come on, go fishing.
That's more of a train.
Test Kyrie Irving's theory?
I'm sorry?
Send them on a boat to test Kyrie Irving's theory?
Right, see if they just fall off the edge.
Right.
As they get to the end of the ocean.
You sure you're not interested in Malcolm Butler rumors?
What now?
What now, Jim? Fine.
Diana Rossini says the Saints are interested in Malcolm Butler.
Of course they are. Of course they're going to be in on him.
Thanks, Diana.
But they're also in on Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Okay, I would take Butler over him.
That can't be the same market.
I'd match Butler up with that rookie they had last year. He's pretty damn good. That'll get him better. And they got to do Brees too, right?
Yeah, teams can start offering Drew Brees contracts right now as of noon.
Does that guy have a chance to shock someone?
No.
I'm serious.
I don't believe so.
I mean, he would
be. Cleveland, would you offer him $40 million for 1 year?
How about the Vikings?
If you're who?
Cleveland.
No.
They just traded for Jarvis Landry. They got Josh Gordon.
Why would you do that?
Because it's Cleveland. They're not legitimate.
Yeah, but it's just a waste of money.
He's not going to go there.
And even if he did, it's just a waste.
Drew Brees is not going to go there.
Drew Brees in that division wouldn't make them a legitimate contender?
No.
Contender
absolutely
for what?
Would.
For the division?
Yes.
You do know
that's
that
what Hugh cares
Jackson
about?
Is still the coach.
I don't know. As a Lions,
team's got winning culture.
As a Lions fan, I can tell you, it'd be nice to win a division. I don't know if I'd spend $40 million on one player for 1 year to do it, but
That's what I want to hear. I can't wait for that first rumor that the Lions picked up the phone and called Malcolm Butler's representation.
Zoe's
that's when it gets
this.
Interesting.
Zoe's big on this because he thinks it's going to say things about Bill.
Matt Patricia knows I can't call Butler.
Yeah, you think it looks bad for Belichick if that happens?
Yep. Out of respect for Bill, I don't think that Quinn or Patricia will call Malcolm Butler.
It's still in his head, too. He was on with Peter King on his podcast last week.
Who was that?
Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia, okay.
He's like, I found myself walking around the hallways with Bob Quinn going, and we're talking about off-season plans, and he's like in the back of his mind going, wait, can we do this? He's like, well, you're the head coach. We can do whatever we want here.
He's shook by Belichick.
He's still got that in the back of his mind. Like, I got to clear it by Bill before we go out.
You are your own man now, Matt.
Did they talk about not playing Butler on the podcast?
No, he didn't ask about that.
I don't think that question's been asked yet.
Of course not.
Because it was agreed to beforehand. That's how that goes.
Well, then I wouldn't do it.
I mean, Rich Eisen had that little back and forth with Bill for 10 minutes.
If you had an opportunity to have Matt Patricia talk to
him? How about this? Matt Patricia is going to call in here today at 12:40, but you can't ask him why he didn't play Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
I wouldn't do it.
I'd still have Mark.
It's the only thing I want to ask him. That's the only reason I want to talk to Matt Patricia.
I don't disagree with that. Well,
I'm not going to talk
to
you.
No, I disagree that that's the only thing you'd want to talk to him about.
That's the only what other burning questions do you have for Matt Patricia, the head coach of the Lions?
No, burning questions? None.
Then go screw. You would do an interview with Matt Patricia right now for 10 minutes on the phone if you weren't allowed to ask him about not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Would not do it.
Still have him on.
Don't do it.
But you would have to tell your audience that you were told you couldn't ask it.
How about this?
You can't just do it and then not address it.
Can you phrase the question that what happened during those 2 weeks between the Jacksonville and Eagles game that you thought we needed to come up with some different defensive package that we haven't ran all year? What did the Eagles show you that made you come up with this? No. Outside the box, no. Jordan Richards / Jonathan Batamosi package. No.
Wow. What a waste of time that question and the answer would be. What a waste.
You're hot today.
We should ask him if he watched the golf yesterday.
I'm not hot. Hey, Jim, you might want to take your headphones off because I'm about to tell you about the amazing ratings that golf got over the weekend, which you don't care about because you wanted to watch a selection show.
A live selection show.
Basketball tournament.
A live
that
one.
Every year means less and less.
Hardy with headlines. We're back in a moment.
Sports Hub headlines.
In fact, I'm going to lead with it, so take your headphones off now.
You think he was watching you think he was listening to One Shining Moment yesterday?
This is just for Saturday. This is before Tiger is in the hunt coming down the stretch. Okay? NBC Sports Round 3 coverage on Saturday delivered a 3.26 overnight rating, up 181% versus 2017, and the highest rated PGA Tour Round 3 telecast of any broadcast on any network in 12 years. That's for Round 3.
Jim didn't watch.
All right, Jim, you can put your headphones back on now.
It was Round 4.
Round 4 is going to be even bigger. But we don't have Round 4 numbers yet. I'm spoon-feeding you like a small child sitting at home with your blankie watching your selection show for your two teams in Rhode Island that aren't going to make it out of the second round. Why you care is beyond
me. I hope they get
me.
Out of the first round.
Celtics lost to the Pacers 99-97 last night at the TD Garden. Next up, they'll stay home and play the Wizards on Wednesday night. Bruins lost the second half of home and homes against the Blackhawks in Chicago 3-1. Wednesday night, they play the Hurricanes. Headlines are brought to you by Drs. Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens? Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I feel like this documentary actually became a part of the story of the season. But how did it feel to be able to kind of tell the story a little bit from your perspective?
I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I think it's been a great experience for me to try something different.
What are you doing with my dad?
You're proud.
I think when you get out of your comfort zone, you know, you stretch. You reach in different directions. And you know what feels comfortable and you know what's not so comfortable. I also realize I'm a lot closer to the end than I am the beginning.
Okay, that's near the end of episode 6, Tom versus Time. Near the end, not the end, but near the end. I realize I'm a lot closer to the end than I am the beginning. That's not earth-shattering. Everyone knows that.
No kidding, you're 40.
You've been playing for 18 years. Unless you're going to play another 18 plus. I think you're closer to the end. Now we're going to go to the final moments of Tom versus Time. Jimmy Stewart is in our studio with us. T-Bone here as well. T-Bone did not sense any surprise or big ending. Jimmy's got a working theory that we have not yet heard off the air. We haven't heard it.
Right.
We have no idea what it is.
And I'm sure Jimmy didn't watch OJ, because I'm sure Jimmy watched wrestling last night. Like, Jim watched a live selection show for some weird reason.
You watched OJ? He watched OJ.
Oh, see?
He did.
That's what he's doing.
You watched golf?
Did you watch Tiger Woods?
No. Doesn't like golf. He's not a golf guy.
The producer thing. It's a producer thing.
All right, so let's hear it, because Owen and I haven't heard the audio.
This just dropped.
What is it?
And you don't know when you're going to get opportunities again. You have to kind of go all in your accessible when you commit to something. And I think there's a time where you need the boundaries to say, look, this is where my ultimate focus is. If you lose a particular game, you don't want to feel like there was anything that ever chipped away at your focus or energy. I just wanted to make sure I was really cognizant of that. And when you think about the game, you think about the loss. When you think about the season, you think about the successes.
Touchdown!
You know, when you think about the year, you think about everything. And it's another year in your life where you have an opportunity to do something you love to do, and you grow in ways that you couldn't have had you been doing something else.
You know, it's been good. I think, you know, just holding the space for everyone to process everything. You know, I feel like holding the space for Tom to process it. He's been much better this time than the other times, you know? Yeah. But I feel that, you know, now their dad's job has finished. So now actually they're really happy because they get more of their dad. You know, they never get their dad.
This offseason is going to be about my family. And they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me. And I think that's what you commit to when you have a family. And they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways. And I think he just wants, you know, he tells me, I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
It's a big commitment. Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year getting my Achilles worked on my thumb. And you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions. And they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
T-Bone, you didn't pick up on anything that was being laid down there, huh?
Were you mute?
You didn't hear anything going on there? Holy smokes. That is a loaded couple of minutes from Tom Brady.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
There's a lot to dissect right, in that. So
what stands out most to you?
The offseason is going to be committed to his family. When he opened Tom versus Time, telling us that he sacrifices the family time for football, that he's all about football, and that he understands that in order to do that, he has to give up his life. Remember that? The competitors?
Yeah.
Are you going to give up your life? Because I'm giving up mine.
Yep.
I'm making sacrifices to be. Now, you know what? I'm all about my family.
Does that mean he's not in the building?
I'm not all about football right now.
As much as he usually is?
I'm not going to make those same sacrifices this offseason as maybe I did another offseason.
But that's a big thing, though. Is the time in the building the same as other years?
Losing his conviction? When you start losing the conviction, who do I want to play for?
Who am I doing this for? What are we doing this for?
Wow.
What am I getting in return? What reward do I get?
I want to feel appreciated and have fun, according to Giselle. That's what he has said privately.
It's a polite.
I just want to feel appreciated and have fun doing this.
That's a polite way of handling it as opposed to like a Randy Moss.
Is that
sometimes
a...
it's good if the owner just bats you on a rear every once in a while. It's a good job.
Does that mean that the fun is being sucked out of it for Tom Brady?
That makes him real. It really does, because you just think he's just this freaking robot, and he just tunes everything out, and I'm just maniacal, and I'm psychotic, and I'm just going to go and go and kill and just win. You know, this gets to me at times. He's telling you right there, this job gets to me at times.
Jimmy Stewart, your thoughts, because you picked up on this. You did.
I can see the end is near. Watching that whole thing, I thought he was going to announce his retirement at the end, which might be a little strong. This may be the last year of Brady, based on how he was talking there. And I still wonder, has he 100% committed to this team for next year? Which, if that's the case, this team is porked.
I mean, this year or next year? You're too strong in 2018.
This year or next year?
That's okay.
You're too strong on that.
It's too much of a hot take.
Where's the extension?
That's too much of a hot take. It's coming.
Sorry, that's 2 o'clock.
He's starting to question what he's doing. That has never been the case. That wasn't the case when he started filming this. What? Start of the season? Okay. Last summer?
All right. What are you going to do?
Last spring? Season is about family.
He feels differently about football now than he did a year ago when he started filming this thing.
Okay. I think there is...
It's a story.
There is some stuff there, right? There is some... It's not completely devoid of anything. There is some stuff there.
It's vague enough,
however,
though.
However,
Hardy, could you not be concerned, Mike?
I'm not going to get sucked in by the music, by the dramatic, you know... Sounds like there's like almost water trickling in the background.
The tone, it's a bad tone.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I feel so loose after
trying to that is emoting, right? It's trying to elicit an emotion from you. Now, Beatle, I will say this too. You're talking about he wasn't talking about that. No, what we know about Tom Brady, we know from watching 6 episodes of Tom versus Time, because he doesn't say anything else to anybody about anything. Of any substance ever. So to say that this is totally different, this is a show that's put together by Gotham Chopra, little 15-minute segments, and it's not a ton of, it's not like we have this huge catalog of information and real feelings to base it off of or to go against. It is in contrast to what you heard at the beginning of it, but who knows?
Maybe we had no idea what kind of player, what kind of commitment Tom Brady had
I think Brady and every other player feels like this after the last game of the season, which they lose.
I think everything that we saw about Tom Brady up until this episode was consistent with who we thought Tom Brady was based on following his career for the last 18 years. And let's not forget, Hardy, that the start of this was last offseason. Granted, they didn't lose, but it was the last game of the year.
What are you willing to do and what are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? You only have so much energy and the clock's ticking on all of us. If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life because I'm giving up mine.
Well, you see,
you better be willing to give up your life because I'm giving up mine. And then by episode 6, he's saying, you know what?
The end is near.
But he's still talking about energy.
But I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that nonsense when he said it the first time. He's not giving up his life.
So is he lying then or is he lying now?
He was lying then.
He went to China, but he went with his son as a family trip. That's not giving up family. Took his son to the Great Wall of China.
What's the balance here? Because if we find out that he doesn't have the parking space or...
See what Jim said. Must mean something.
Seriously, if he logs the same amount of hours in the building, but is he telling you when I'm home, I'm not having my feet on the couch, I'm going to be out with the kids? I don't know. We don't know that yet.
So, you ever met a player that doesn't talk like that and sound like that and feel like that 3 days after they lost their last game of the season?
See, that's... Five days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If he doesn't fumble...
That should change everything.
If he doesn't fumble, they go down and they win. Is he sitting there saying, what am I doing this for? Like, I hung everything out there and posted a 505, 3 scores, and we got beat, badly.
All the stuff there, and I'll talk about it for all week long if you guys want to. But I think it is mostly what you hear from a guy who just lost his last game of the season.
It's drama. It's a well-done piece. These segmented 15-minute pieces are done better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a massive infomercial. I did. And I didn't think you'd get some of the good inside stuff, but I think Chopra's done a good job with it. The dramatization, whatever music. He could have played club thumping. Boom, 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 boom. Are you saying that? You feel better about it.
You call him Chopra. I'm a little closer, but I just call him G.
617-779-0985.
The end is near.
0985. Sorry,
Brady's
Hardy.
Checked out.
Agree
the
to
end
disagree.
Is near.
And Jimmy Stewart's yelling at you. All that's happening
Jimmy
right now on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand. It is no longer wise to ignore us. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year getting my Achilles worked on my thumb. And then you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions. And they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
I don't know how Hardy does not hear something here that is pretty eye-opening. Brady openly admitting that he's questioning why he's doing what he's doing. Why he's getting the work on the thumb, the work on the Achilles, as he said.
Oh, I have your answer, because he just lost the Super Bowl and he feels like crap.
And you think he's done that after every Super Bowl loss? He's questioned his commitment to football?
Yep.
His conviction?
I think pretty much every player, when they lose the last game of the season.
What'd the loss do to the tight end? How's he feeling? He played great in the game. That was one of his best games ever.
Yeah, he doesn't know if he wants to play either.
Can I throw a theory out there?
What? Sure.
Maybe this mandated family time is his out to keep playing with Giselle. Listen, give me the off season. I'm ready, and then you play
as
long as
you want.
Those
are two different things.
Just give me the off season.
Questioning your commitment and why you're doing things is different than saying I'm committing my off season to family. Those are two separate items.
You think he's an OTA only guy?
Those are two separate items. Let's all
admit
that.
He skipped OTAs before in the past, hasn't he? He wasn't around the whole lockout, right?
Correct.
That wasn't technically OTAs, but that was time to prepare for the season with his teammates.
Yeah, that was run by Hoyer.
You know, I think we all kind of thought that Tom Brady recommitted himself with the addition of Jimmy Garoppolo. And now Garoppolo's gone.
He decommitted?
He's decommitting.
That's a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
That is a hot take.
Something has clearly changed with Tom Brady. If you don't think Tom Brady is upset or questioning things, or he's frustrated with the situation. He's mad about having to go up to his private suite to get his work in.
That's amazing.
With his guy on game day? Like, you don't think
he'll
really talk about
I'll tell
that.
You what changed, and I'll tell you why he's upset. All the other Tom versus Times were recorded while they were winning and on their way to the Super Bowl. The last one was recorded after they lost the Super Bowl.
You are oversimplifying things, Hardy.
And you are overcomplicating things. I reject the notion.
Don't use my phrases. Jason's in Lowell. What did you make of Tom Brady's comments?
Look, I agree with Hardy. I think that a lot of this has to do with the fact that he gave his all on the offense through 505 yards, 3 touchdowns, and Bill Belichick didn't give the same on the defense by sitting Butler. I think he's just frustrated with everything, and of course he's going to, you know, be saying all that. And I think that's why he's saying that, you know, why am I doing this? Why am if they're not going to do the same, why is he going to?
So you think it's a questioning of more about Bill Belichick and who he plays for as a coach as opposed to playing football in general?
And what happens when you don't? Real quick.
Brady, he's always done everything to make him a better quarterback. I don't doubt any of that. I think him spending time with his family, any football player that plays football wants to do that. They barely get a chance to. So who cares if Brady takes? It's been 18 years. He hasn't spent time with his family, if you think about it. Probably not that much because he does put his all in.
I agree. So he has spent less time with his family because he's so overly committed to football. Now, does it feel like there could be a change?
I still think that he's going to. I think it might be they have to have a meeting, obviously.
You can't have it both ways, Jason. Hold on. Can't say, oh, he's going to spend time with his family. He's earned it.
You feel different.
Because he's never done that before, and then say that there has been no change.
Well, you feel different every year. Now, what happened last year, a year ago? He was told to go away for the month of September. Don't even set one foot in his building. You got suspended for four. You miss a month. Kept him what? Fresh as lettuce at the end. So you have the energy. He keeps talking about energy. He talks about energy at the beginning of this documentary. And he mentions energy again there. And last point. about investing it, and it sucks everything out of you. At 40, think about how those last 4 weeks went for him. They took a shot. He lost Edelman for the whole year. That's his blanket. That's his binky. This offense had to adjust. He probably this year had to labor and adjust game to game more so than any other. He lost his tight end in the Jacksonville game. Probably the toughest defense he faced all year. Had to find a way to come back and win that game. And it's all on him. And in a Super Bowl, you lose Cooks at the beginning of that game. So now they take another target away. They've got to adjust mid-Super Bowl on the fly without one of their top outside targets. And it's just, that's the stuff that sucks it out of you. So this year, he had to go a full year, front to back. A year older. And it probably taxed him more. And that's why that loss in this game probably affected him worse than the Indianapolis loss where they lost to the Giants in that Super Bowl.
He tells me, I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Oh, God. What? You have a comment?
Does Brady feel underappreciated? I don't know what I should be more concerned about, if he feels underappreciated or if he's not having enough fun.
You know what it is, too? When he's to the caller's point here.
Do you get up every day and go to fun?
You know what you do?
Or do you get up every day and go to work? And as far as the family time goes, yeah, they got 8 road games a year, but otherwise, you're in your bed pretty much every night.
He's got a nice bed. Beauty rest black.
You go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Go to the weight room. Good
dust,
for you.
Crushed diamonds.
Are you diamond dusting?
Are you home in the evenings?
He's got those pajamas too.
Enough of the family time. He's not in the military. They're not shipping him.
Hold
off.
On.
He's not shipping him off
can
for years
a
at a time.
Too?
It's not much different than David Price last week.
It's not much difference from what everybody else does who has a job
can
that
I
they work
a question?
5-6 days a week. That's really. If we can eliminate the dramatic music,
you know what?
and all the guest appearances from Giselle and everybody else, and talk about
yes,
what it
it's
is.
His, it's his wife.
He's got a job.
But wait,
he's
so
got
does
a
she.
Job that he has to go to every day.
You don't think his wife has any sort of insight into how the guy's feeling?
Does she
or
travel?
What he said?
No.
Does she travel?
Listen
though?
To what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Ooh. He's talking about time away from his family and all this stuff. What? Because you have a job that you go to 6 days a week?
Yeah.
That's. People. That's what people do.
Kids are at school!
Yeah. Is he not home at night? Is he on the road all the time? Is he shipped off to Afghanistan for a year? No. I mean, stop it. I mean, I would be more willing to listen to a baseball player talk about, you know what, I just don't want to take the time away from their family. They go off for a couple weeks at a time. And their season's really, really long. And I don't feel bad for them either.
Doesn't his wife travel more than him? Isn't she out saving the earth?
Let's really dedicate my time to family. Oh, he's changing things. No, he just lost the Super Bowl, and he feels like crap. And he doesn't necessarily want to think about starting it all over again. Oh, and by the way, my coach hates my trainer, and it kind of sucks down there right now. He wants to feel appreciated and have fun.
You know what, too?
So does everybody. What is he's going to quit what he's doing because he's not feeling appreciated enough?
No, you know what he's talking about, too?
He's only a living god walking around all of New England. He doesn't feel appreciated. He wants to feel appreciated, and he wants to have fun. Well, you play a game for a living, but it's also a job. So, I don't know. I'd say you got the edge on most of us there. You don't feel appreciated? I don't know what planet or what region of the country you're spending your off hours in, Tom. I thought it was New England, where you're pretty much treated as the second coming.
We need a hearty puppet.
And
he's not treated as the second coming by his head coach.
No, he's treated like a football player.
I'm not complaining on his behalf. I'm just telling you that that's
well,
the difference,
just,
maybe.
I don't think there is a difference.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just telling you that for him, whatever upsets him, whether it's right or wrong, Hardy.
You got no reason to be upset.
I don't disagree with you.
I think Zoe's upset just talking about this.
I would say more depressed than
coming.
Upset.
It's coming.
More depressed. 90 seconds, headlines. When we come back, we'll go right to your calls.